Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted in plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson, Cows Behind the Glass. Bostic will be here shortly. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 12 matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Juicy. It's juicy, Callis. Are you going to watch the game Sunday, Callis?
Absolutely.
You like Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
He's all right?
He's all right.
You know he paints his fingernails, right?
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Yep.
That's okay.
Sure. Do what you want. Do what you want, I guess. I mean, who are we to judge? Who are we to judge?
This is something real quick. I've always wondered, like, even in women's sports, why some of them put on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never understood that, you know.
Well, they want to look nice.
I know, but it's like you're going to sweat it off anyhow.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know. I mean, it's like, they want to look nice.
Like, I want to see his fingernails after the game, if he's really painting them like that, for the game, right?
Yeah, well, I think every day.
Yeah, so I want to see them after the game, because you're getting scraped up, tackled.
Yeah.
On the ground a little bit, like, everything's just going to get dirty. I've never understood. Why put in that extra effort if you're just going to end up being nasty and sweaty anyway?
Dirty. I had a teammate who was one of the most feared players during his time for the time that he was playing. His older years in his career, he was a teammate of mine in Buffalo. And I'll never forget getting my ankles taped one day and looking down, and he had his toenails painted. And I was like, wow, like, this guy is, you know, regarded as probably one of the most feared defensive players during his time for, like, the 4, 5, 6 years that he played. Like, there was a period where he was that guy. And I'm like, he has his toenails painted. And I was like, oh, wow.
Okay. I guess it's a little different, though, because they're in the shoes. But nobody's going to see those. It's not like
yeah. We're in the locker room.
Anyone that paints their toenails is, like, probably wearing, like, sandals or slippers or something, going to the beach, right? You're not wearing...
Listen.
You're not painting your toenails to put shoes on.
Listen.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe he was bored. I wanted to ask him...
Maybe his wife or kids did it.
No.
Nope.
I'm sure. Yeah.
A professional did it?
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have gotten pedicures a lot.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
But, yeah, Merriman. I'll just say his name. Sean Merriman, yeah. He had his toenails painted. I was like, wow, okay. Well, hey, listen, do you. I am nobody to judge.
No.
Hey, if you're a nice person, then you can do, like, listen, for me, with me, if you're a good person, do whatever you want. Like, if you want to express yourself and you're doing it in a good manner, and you're not being a jackass, I don't care what you do.
No.
I don't care. Have fun. If that's what makes you feel better, go do it. That is fine. Kyle, do you think that Mason Rudolph, if he were to get an opportunity to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend, now we obviously think that Aaron Rodgers is going to play, but let's hypothetically think about if Mason Rudolph were the quarterback, do you think that he would do a good job and a good job enough for them to win? Like, do you like Mason Rudolph? Do you think that he has the qualities to be a winning starting quarterback for a few games?
Yeah, I think Mason's a winner. He'll get you some wins. I don't know against the – I'm the opposite. I think that the Steelers will do well against the Bears no matter what. I think that they're going to lose to the Bills. But Mason Rudolph can play well enough, I think, to get you wins down the stretch. I'm not as afraid of the Ravens. I think he could take care of the Ravens, too, at least one game out of the two that they're going to play to end the season. He's a winner. I have faith in him. If they have a choice, they're going to start Rodgers. That's just a fact. But I have faith in Rudolph.
Yeah, I do too. But he is a backup quarterback. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are thinking that he should start for the rest of the season, which I think is ridiculous. But I have faith in Mason to go in there and to win a game or to win two games. That's just what he is. Like, if he was a starting quarterback in the NFL, he'd be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He had opportunities last year to do that with the Tennessee Titans. So I just – miss me with Mason Rudolph should be the starting quarterback for the rest of the year and to sit Rodgers for the rest of the year.
Is Rodgers still a team guy if he gets set? Hypothetically.
I think Rodgers knows in the back of his mind that'll never be the case. So I don't even think he thinks about that. That'll never be the case if he got sat for Mason Rudolph.
He'd
never get benched.
Just for the hypothetical of it, I'd love to see how he would react if that were to
happen.
He'd
probably be upset. He'd probably be very upset. Pat Bostick's here. Pat, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
There is a lot of fog out there. I woke up this morning and I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, it's like foggy, it's cold, so slick spots out there.
Yeah.
Not great.
No, it's not that good.
We made it here safely.
That's good. That's good.
The most important thing.
Kyle's is upbeat this morning. He's excited.
Yeah, he wants Mason Rudolph to start, I hear.
I didn't say that. I'm happy Adam's not here, though.
Wow.
Did you see his Twitter fight with producer Dom yesterday at all?
Kallus, yeah. All I saw was that you've decided that you don't like him.
There you go.
That's all I saw.
Yeah, he's something. He was making fun of me for thinking that Kyle Schwarber is going to get signed by the Pirates. And then I saw him post something. He said, we got to bring back the stampedes of people lining up for Black Friday deals and charging into stores through the doors. And I'm like, people died when that happened. That's not very fun. Didn't see that?
I didn't see the whole thing, no. I'll go back and... No, I won't. I won't look at it.
No. No, you won't. But you know what? Producer Dom probably will be here Wednesday because Kallus is out the day before Thanksgiving and you're coming in.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
We got a banger of a show next Wednesday.
Whaley. I mean,
it's going to be fun, man.
Dom's going to take your spot, man. I don't know how you feel about that.
Dom's going to pull a Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
A Mason Rudolph. So you think Mason Rudolph's going to start?
No.
Is that what you're indicating?
No, I do not. No.
Then I'll be Aaron Rodgers. I'll be back. We're good.
All right.
A little injury recovery, one extra day.
All right. Well, we come back, we'll get into Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers as we played earlier. And we believe, and I'm sure Pat is on board with this too, that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. But we could play some hypotheticals. If Mason Rudolph does get the start, what does it look like? If Aaron Rodgers, which we think is going to get the start, what does that look like too? Because there's probably some things that will be altered due to his injury. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson, boss to care with you on the Fan Morning Show. Callus behind the glass. Bill Hillgrove, 7:45. Jeff Hathorn, 9:35. Quiz Callus, 9 a.m. Quiz Callus is going to be difficult. It's going to be a little difficult today.
Yeah, that's not good, because it's typically not that difficult and he doesn't do good.
Right.
So, I think he's going to rise to the occasion today.
He's gotten better.
He has gotten better.
Have you not heard me? I did the Notre Dame thing really well.
You did. No, I was here for that.
Yeah, and then I knew Phil Djurkovic played for Boston College, which wasn't a part of the quiz.
You did great.
Thank you.
I was very proud of you last week. But as they say, you're only as good as your last performance.
That is
so
true.
Today is another challenge for you.
That is true. That is true. We'll see how you do coming up at 9 a.m. Pat, okay, so... I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I'm sure you believe Aaron Rodgers is going to play. It is a safety measure for his wrist with the brace that they're probably going to put on it. It is not doesn't have anything to do with pain. Doesn't have anything to do with injuring it any further. But let's play a hypothetical game. Say that Aaron Rodgers goes out there tomorrow and it's just not feeling well and Mason Rudolph has to start. What does the game plan look like with Mason Rudolph? Does it change? Do they alter the game plan? And do you think Mason Rudolph can go into Soldier Field and get a win? Do you think he's good enough to do that at this point, to go and get a win for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and what does it look like?
Yeah, 100%. I think he's absolutely good enough. I don't think the game plan is that much different. There may be things that he likes that Aaron didn't like, or vice versa. That's more of a preference thing, but he's proven that he's good enough to start and win games and, you know, take this team. You know, obviously, if it needs to play more than one, he can be a leader. I think he's well-respected in the locker room. He's respected by the coaching staff. He's respected by fellow quarterbacks. Obviously, Aaron was glowing about him yesterday. So, you know, he's an ideal backup, and he's one that has equity in this marketplace and people root for and like. I don't think that takes anything away from Aaron. You know, future Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. So, it's a pretty good situation. But that being said, I don't think the game plan changes that much. I still think they need to help out up front. They got to run the ball. I got to protect him, and they're going to have to find ways to get guys open, because, you know, they've struggled to throw it. They really have.
Listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, so Aaron Rodgers, we believe he's going to play, as we just said. He's probably going to have a brace on that wrist. Have you ever had a brace or anything that, you know, hindered you from getting a snap under center or in the shotgun or throwing the football? And what does that look like with Aaron playing quarterback with having some type of deal on his non-throwing hand, on her wrist, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, from a snap standpoint, that's your lower hand, that's your bottom hand taking a snap. So, you know, you have to close it to obviously brace the football and secure the snap. And then from there, I'm just going through the sequencing of a play, you know, where there could be pain or risk. You know, running the ball, you know, if you're handing off, you know, going to your right side, that typically you're handing the ball off with your left hand at that point. So, you know, you're a wide zone to the right, you're handing that thing off with your left hand. Obviously, you're not going to backhand it with your right hand. I mean, you could, but it's risky. You haven't done that your whole career. There is a little bit of a a tug or a pull when there's an exchange in typical run game, if you're not pitching the ball or so forth. Perhaps they go to more toss in the run game to avoid that exchange, specifically on wide zone or inside zone runs to the right, power runs to the right. The other direction, obviously, you're handing it off with your right hand, so you should be fine. But the snap itself, I don't see that being too big of an issue. He did mention yesterday, you may have played it, going to pistol and things of that nature. That's not something we've seen from the Pittsburgh Steelers really at all. Maybe a little bit with Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, I can't recall. That would make things a little bit easier. It doesn't avoid, though, the exchange stuff. You know, obviously, if you go to more shotgun run, you can do more two-handed handoffs, obviously, where you're putting two hands on the football. Not that he's a zone read guy, but may take a little bit of pressure off your offhand. And then, you know, in the passing game, it's just a matter of getting hit, which obviously the brace and padding would be important. But to me, it's bracing yourself when you fall. That's where I think it happened, right? Mm-hmm. That would be where it would get re-aggravated. And, you know, only doctors, and I don't know the nature, I don't know which, there's a lot of bones in your wrist. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with your wrist. I don't know the risk factor for it worsening. I think that's probably an untold component of this, right, is what's the risk factor for it getting worse and completely breaking if it's a hairline fracture or something like that. I would think it would be on a similar type of play where it originally got hurt.
Yep.
And how a brace would impact that, I don't pretend to be an expert on, but to me that's the biggest concern here is can you protect yourself, it's not I'm going to guard from a punch or
right.
It's can I fall down and brace myself? Because if I can't, then the whole there's nothing to break my fall, and that's where you worry about concussion. That's where you worry about, you know, body falling down, head hitting the ground, and things like that. So soup to nuts, snap I'm not as concerned about. You know, handing off to the right side where you're extending that left hand and that wrist, and there's a potential for a little bit of, obviously, contact and things like that. But the biggest concern is, can I break my fall and protect myself? And, you know, obviously, you talk about the game plan being different with Mason. I think it almost maybe a little bit more different if Aaron plays.
Mm-hmm.
Get the ball out of your hand, you know, protect him at all cost, things of that nature. And that's the cost benefit that Mike Tomlin has to weigh when he makes the decision ultimately who's going to get the ball.
So let's go back to before Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and it just seemed like he was antsy in the pocket and wasn't confident throwing. Do you think that has to do with guys not getting open? And I kind of made the connection of, all right, so Aaron Rodgers, if you go back to Green Bay, he's so used to Jordy Nelson, he's used to Devontae Adams, he's used to Greg Jennings, and he's used to, you know, taking his steps and then throwing because he knows those guys are going to get open. He knows those. He's thrown to a spot. I feel like he doesn't have the confidence in the receivers for the Steelers, and they're just not getting open, and that he knows that they're not going to get to that spot. So that's kind of why he is delayed, or he looks a little bit antsy in the pocket. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's an anticipatory thrower. You know, he's at his best. He does not want to take hits at this age. No quarterback does, frankly. I mean, you don't want to go back there and get whacked. So you're relying upon anticipation and timing and the receiver being at the proper depth, breaking at the proper angle, being at the right spot, throttling perhaps when it's zone. And I just think we've seen too many examples of him being frustrated. And we don't know what's in his mind, right? Is he frustrated with himself? Is he frustrated? I'm sure there's a little bit of both, where there's a little bit of uncertainty at the throw point when he gets to the point where he's going to cut it loose. And he's not cutting loose. And when Mason goes in there and converts the third down to Roman Wilson, right, it looked like he just saw him open. He was wide open, right? So it wasn't an elite throw by any means. It was a good throw, but one that a lot of quarterbacks in that league should make rather consistently. But who knows, if Aaron's in there, does he trust Roman to be there?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a higher level of expectation, I think, from Aaron for his receivers that when he doesn't feel it, when he doesn't feel it doesn't feel right, he's getting off, he's checking it down,
yeah,
he's throwing it away. And that's the feeling out process that you're going to get when you don't play in the preseason, when you're early in the year. I mean, we're getting later now. We're towards the middle part of the season, if not in the back half. And that's why I think there's probably a big push for him to play this weekend,
mm-hmm.
is to continue to get those reps. Because you can do it in practice. You can do it, you know, during off hours. But, you know, in a game is when you really develop trust. And I just don't think they have it yet. And they're doing so much to take DK Metcalf away.
Right.
And they're just in a tough spot, right? I mean, they're in a tough spot. You know, I've said it. I don't want to be a broken record. They have to allocate help to their tackles, particularly on the left side. They've got really good tight ends, but they need to help the protection unit. So they're oftentimes releasing three into the route, maybe four, and teams are having their way with a four-man pass rush, and they need more than five to block them.
Yeah.
Right. That's not a good situation to be in.
So don't expect more Darnell Washington.
Right. I mean,
because people want, obviously.
They're leaking him down. They're leaking him out. Like, they're going to have to – I think they're starting to develop trust in Faltanu. It's just those three, four plays a game with Broderick Jones. He's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But there's three, four plays a game where if there's not help for him, you're exposed. And that's just a more – that's a worse proposition on the left side, on a blind side, than it is at your right tackle position. And they have to chip out and give him help. I mean, how many times do we see him in double wings?
Yep.
On third down? Right, so if you're double wing, you're chipping. They're not running down the field. They're not vertical threats. They're check down threats. So now you have a 7-man protection unit versus what probably is a 4-man pass rush and a drop 7 defense. So you've got 3 out in the route against 7. That was Pitt on Saturday.
You're right.
Frankly, I mean, right, you got to help. You can't block them. 5-on-4. Need to be 6-on-4 to get the ball off. And then they've got underneath zones taken care of and deep routes bracketed. It's just it's a tough proposition. But they got to find a way to trust those guys more up front.
The Chicago Bears are 7-3. Ben Johnson, obviously, he was a really good offensive coordinator, and he seems to be a pretty good head coach thus far. But how good is the actual team? How good are the Chicago Bears? We'll break down the Bears coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson Bostic here with you. Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. Callis, how you doing? You're trying to fix Bostic's computer. You can't get it
fixed. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong.
I don't really like need it, but it's for the next guy, right? You know, Starkey's going to need it.
And he's going to blame you.
Yeah, that's how Starkey is. I put it on record right now. This thing was broken when I got here. So can you imagine him if this thing just doesn't turn on?
No, he's going
to lose his mind. Really, Starkey doesn't use it. He has his own laptop he brings in.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So what about Pony?
Yeah, Pony's the one.
Pony's always the one that I have to, like, you know, Crowley or myself would have to log out.
Yep.
To get in. Or not log out, but his would be the last login, you know, on the screen. He's going to blame me.
Yep.
Well, he can't blame me because I've just told you. And this esteemed producer, Nicholas Harry Callis, can attest to my situation.
So you went in the back and it doesn't work? Like you turned it on and off?
To be honest, the computers look like they've seen better days. The lights, the power lights on all of them are real dim, which is odd. They're usually bright. So I couldn't really tell if the light was on or not. So I thought I hit it, and I thought I saw the light turn on. I don't know.
It's definitely off right now.
Oh.
So, just I can guarantee you that it's off.
I'll have to go back and look at it again.
Pat, do you think Caleb Williams is a good quarterback?
I think he's insanely talented. I'm not ready to say he's good. He's not upper echelon or great right at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be more consistent. But, I mean, he flashes. He'll make plays with his feet, run around, arm talent's there. I've never been a big fan,
mm-hmm.
but because he just seems like different, but doing a nice job with him. Ben Johnson's legit.
Do you ever think about painting your nails?
No.
No?
You?
No. No, never.
No. What would you say if Jed or Jace was like, I want to be like Caleb Williams and paint my nails?
I'd be like, no. They'd be like, why? I'd be like, because I said so.
Who was a Duke basketball player had a deal with, like, Revlon or some nail polish company? It was a couple years ago.
Oh.
I mean, again, to each his own.
Right.
I'm not here to judge. It's not my thing. Not my thing. But Duke can throw the football. I can tell you that much. And they're good on defense. 22 turnovers.
That's
a lot of turnovers.
They're like the Steelers. In ways, but you know, they had a really good offseason trying to shore up that offensive line. I've always been a fan of Ben Johnson. I think he's a great offensive mind. Clearly, what he did with the Detroit Lions, and I just don't know. Like, this is why I feel like they're the Steelers, because I just don't know if they're a good football team. But they've been winning. Like, they're 7-3. They've been winning. They've been doing what they need to do necessary to get wins. I'm just not sold yet. They have a lot of good players. And I talk about the Steelers. Like, I know what the Steelers are going to bring to the table every Sunday, especially in offense. Like, they have no explosiveness. And you look around the league and you see where you stack the Steelers up to some of the teams that have a lot of explosiveness. And I did this a couple days ago. I watched the Eagles in the Lions game. Now, it wasn't an offensive game. That was more of a defense game. But if one of their players wanted to break out, they could. If Devontae Smith wanted to break out, he could. If A.J. Brown wanted to break out, he could. Saquon Barkley, Jameer Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams. If they wanted to break out, they could. The Steelers don't have really anybody besides DK Metcalf that can do that. So the gap to me from those teams and the Steelers is huge, like, because they'd have no explosiveness. Now, when I look at the Bears, they could do the same thing as the teams that I just mentioned. They have Rome Odunze. They have Cole Kmet. They have Colston Loveland, the rookie tight end. They have Luther Burden. They have DJ Moore. They have DeAndre Swift. They have guys that have explosiveness. I just don't. I don't know how good of a team that they are. I don't know. I just don't know. But I do believe that they're going to beat the Steelers on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting game. There's obviously a lot of storylines, and most notably the quarterback situation for the Steelers. But you know, Chicago really hasn't beaten anybody.
Right.
I mean, their best win is what, Minnesota? I mean, they got in a shootout with Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. You know, they beat a down Washington team, Vegas, Dallas, got smoked by Detroit, got beat by Minnesota week one. And they've come from behind in almost all their games that they've won. I mean, they've especially of late, they've gotten down and come back. Now, they do have that quick strike ability.
Mm-hmm.
They are opportunistic on defense. If you're sloppy, if you aren't explosive yourself and it becomes that type of game, I think that favors Chicago. But I don't know. I don't see the Steelers losing this game.
No?
No, I don't. I just, if Rodgers plays, I mean, I believe in this stuff. He owns that place, man.
Does. He
there's just
does.
There's just a shadow that's cast upon Soldier Field. It's like Ben going into, you know, into Cleveland,
yeah,
or playing Cleveland, right? There's just a there's just an ownership there almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that, you know, the Steelers defense will come to play in this game. There are threats out there. They're starting to get guys back. I don't love they're going to start Slay if he's available over Pierre. I think Pierre's earned the opportunity to start. But I love Ramsey back there. I think he's a tone setter. And I think they're going to make things difficult for Caleb Williams. And he'll give it to you.
Yeah.
He'll throw it to you.
Yeah, he is a dynamic player, but he does take a lot of chances. I'm not going to say that I was a fan of his at USC. I didn't think that he would be a star-studded quarterback in the NFL, but time will tell. But I think that he's in the best situation. If you can ask for a good situation, it is to be with an offensive-minded head coach and a guy like Ben Johnson and seeing what he did with the Lions. I think that's going to aid well for the future of Caleb Williams. Coming up next, Billy Hilly. Bill Hillgrove, he joins the show. We'll talk some Pitt football. Pitt takes on Georgia Tech this Saturday at 7 p.m. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Dickerson, Bostic, Callis with you on the Fan Morning Show. And joining us right now is Bill Hillgrove. This Bill Hillgrove segment is brought to you by Lot 17 in Bloomfield. Check us out at lot17pgh.com. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Fine, Doran. Hello, Pat. How are you guys doing, partners?
Doing great today, pard.
Yeah, doing great. And can't wait to make this trip to Atlanta and see the Pitt Panthers take on Georgia Tech. And you know, let's kind of rewind a little bit. Billy, what did you see from this Pitt Panther team against Notre Dame? It was pretty lopsided, as we know. It was a dominating performance by Notre Dame. But do you have hope that Pitt can fix some of the issues that presented themselves last Saturday heading into this Saturday against Georgia Tech?
You know what, Doran? The more I thought about it, the more I have to tip my cap to the Irish on all three levels. They were superior. As a matter of fact, you know, I've even said jokingly, they could probably beat the Super Bowl champion with a performance like that. You know, but they're deep. And I knew that. I looked at their stats going in, especially on defense, and they have backups with gaudy stats, better stats than some of the starters. And so not only are they talented and fast and big and strong, but they're deep. And, you know, it was too much for Pitt to handle. And I think, you know, it's almost like a snowball becomes an avalanche. And I kind of dismissed that. And, hey, let's worry about the ACC. Let's worry about Haynes King. How about a quarterback that is third in the conference in rushing? That's almost unheard of.
It's unheard of, Billy. I was going to ask you about Haynes King. I read a stat that we'll use on the broadcast for sure. There's been four quarterbacks in the last however many years that average over 200 yards passing a game and 90 yards rushing a game. Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Haynes King. That's pretty high company.
No doubt about that. And I'm surprised he doesn't lead them in receiving.
That would be something. if he could throw it to himself, that would be something. But you know, this is the type of game and the type of challenge, Billy, we've called all the games that Pat Narduzzi's been at Pitt and been the head coach. It's the type of game that his team tends to rise to the occasion for. They pride themselves in stopping the run. This will be a tall task against one of the best rush offenses in college football.
No doubt, and I think that's the key. I think it normally is the key to make a team one-dimensional. And let's just see if that comes to fruition. I hope that Desmond Reed is, you know, ready to go. I heard he might be. And but, you know, in the meantime, I think their backups at running back and Jewell's Goff and particularly Boosie Turner have done an admirable job. But they still aren't All-America status yet. And I think Reed is, and I think they got to maybe get a performance out of him. But in the meantime, looking at Georgia Tech, you know, they didn't have a great October. You know, they barely got by Boston College, and before that, did I say October? I meant November. But, you know, this last couple, they've been pretty average. They lost to NC State. So, you know, let's hope that the form holds true and that the Panthers can prevail. But it'll be tough. That's a tough atmosphere down there, and we found that out. I think at one point recently, Didn't we play three times in a row down there?
Yeah, we did. As a result of the COVID year, we had three straight road trips to Georgia Tech. Obviously, the Ramblin' Wreck came up to Acrisure in 2022 and beat Pitt in Brent Key's first game. And here's one for you, Doran. Georgia Tech's won 10 straight home games.
Oh, wow.
Senior day for Haynes King, night game at Bobby Dodd Stadium. And again, I go back to a Narduzzi coach Pitt team loves to play the spoiler.
Yep.
But it'll take a tall test for Pitt to win this ballgame.
Bill,
I agree.
Bill, James Franklin, new head coach at Virginia Tech. Do you think that it is immediate that he presents a winning program down at Virginia Tech? And do you like the hire?
Well, I think their bar is pretty high. And so, yes, I think so. And, you know, because of his great ability to recruit, I think some of those people that decommitted from Penn State are probably going to want to follow James to Virginia Tech. And, you know, I think that's good for the Hokies and probably not good news for the rest of the ACC. But, yeah, I think, you know, it'll be some pressure to win right away. You know, hey, in the modern landscape, they don't give you much time. You know, they used to give you 4 or 5 years to get the program together. No, it's those days are gone.
Playoff or bust is kind of the mentality right now, Billy. Let's talk Pitt hoops. Panthers are in Daytona, take on UCF tonight. Obviously, didn't go the Panthers' way at the Coliseum last week at West Virginia. Bounced back against Bucknell with their most complete performance. Team with a lot of new pieces, a lot of young pieces. How important is tonight's game from a confidence standpoint for this Pitt team early this season?
I think it's very important, Pat. You know, you've got about a handful of Division I games coming up. You've got this one. You've got Ohio State. You've got Texas A&M coming in. You got Villanova. You got Penn State. You know, and those are the kinds of games where you really can develop your own identity. When it's kind of a mismatch, and I think that game the other night was a mismatch, you know, it's hard to get a grasp of how good a team is. But I think starting tonight, we'll learn a little bit more about this club. They are slight favorites in Daytona Beach to defeat the UCF team. So let's see how it plays out.
All right, Billy, we'll see you tomorrow when we head to Atlanta and for when the Pitt Panthers take on Georgia Tech. Thanks for joining the show.
You're welcome. Hail to Pitt.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Bill Hillgrove. Coming up next, we're going to take a trip around college football. As we asked Billy, James Franklin, new head coach at Virginia Tech, and there's a lot of other things going on. A lot of big schools with still vacant head coaching spots and where guys will end up and how the ACC will end up as well. We'll get Pat's thoughts on all that. First Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 45, low of 33 with overcast. Tomorrow, high of 51, low of says 70. How are you going to have a high of 51 and a low of 70?
Did I mess that up?
Maybe.
Apparently.
Low of
40?
Yeah, 40.
High of 51, low of 40, 70% chance of rain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.